fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 15th day of July. The prepper tip of the day is to upgrade security at your home and your safe haven. Ideally, that would be the same place. I strongly advocate a monitored alarm system. We're doing things a little bit different this morning. This morning we have two guests at the same time, and they happen to know each other, Dr. Scott Huff and Ruthie Andrews. Ruthie is Sam Andrews' wife. Sam is my Monday guest, of course. We're talking about health-related matters, matters in general, and, of course, giving contact information for Dr. Huff and for Ruthie. Good morning, Ruthie.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here with you all. Thank you so much.
We can hear the excitement in your voice. Good morning, Dr. Huff.
Good morning.
All right. As I said briefly before the start of the show, I came across one of our listeners sent me a very important article and video, written article and video interview with the owner of a company in Toronto, Canada, that manufactures caskets for 30 years. So they've been taking orders and manufacturing, delivering caskets for 30 years. Prior to the last 18 months or so, not even that long, beginning around July of 2021, a year ago, they started getting an increase in orders for caskets in general. Now, in the past year, they're getting something they never had before. In addition to the 30 to 40% increase in casket orders, they're now getting, for the first time ever, bulk orders for children's caskets. And obviously, clearly, this is related to the COVID clot shots, children getting the COVID clot shots and dying. And this relates directly to, we have two healthcare professionals here. We have Dr. Scott Huff, doctor of chiropractic. We have Ruthie, who is a psychological professional. Both these areas' expertise have been impacted by the COVID-19, by the COVID clot shot, by the dramatic changes in our society. And we'll begin with our new guest, Ruthie. Ruthie, I know you reside near Lebanon, Missouri, and Lebanon was very resistant to the make-believe COVID pandemic and the make-believe measures that were being implemented around the country. Wasn't Lebanon pretty resistant to all that mess?
It truly was. We were pretty insulated here, honestly. However, at the same time, John, in my line of work, I talk to people all across the country. And as much as we were insulated, I absolutely, on a daily basis, could see the impact across the entire nation for everybody else. And I have held daily conversations with people about their fear response in relation to COVID. And this piece that you just mentioned with the casket company, absolutely parlays back into conversations that I've had with people. They are absolutely trying to introduce fear-based responses into society and into people's thought processes. And the interesting thing about fear is that it truly is a frequency. It really very much is a wavelength. So if you can think of highs and lows, once fear gets introduced into the body, the interesting thing is that it will absolutely offset your immune system. It will cause the immune system to pop at the crest of the wave, and your immune system will then reset at the bottom of the wave. So you have a pop, reset, pop, reset, pop, reset. As that fear frequency is emanating through your body, it will absolutely cause incredible health disruptions to your person. And what do you need in order to maintain a robust defense against any bacteria or virus? You need a robust immune system.
Absolutely. Well, that's where Dr. Huff comes in. And Dr. Huff, you deal with people who have compromised immune system probably every work day of the week, don't you?
Yes, sir, on a daily basis. We get plenty of them for all kinds of reasons, whether that be, yes, the psycho-emotional stresses, lifestyle, dietary lifestyle, even environmental inputs. Many of these things can do wonders to hack the immune system down to where it just can't respond appropriately. And then people even make more choices to put things in the system that will shut it down, like taking an antipyretic drug to reduce a fever, which literally is telling the immune system, hey, take a break. We're not going to respond appropriately to this.
Right, right. Well, it wasn't until, I would say, only about 10 years ago, I found out the true purpose of a headache, which is to kill off bad germs, shall we say, that can't live outside a certain narrow range of temperature. Before I forget, I need contact information for Ruthie and Scott, Dr. Huff. So, Ruthie, what is your contact information?
The best way to reach me is truly through my website, RuthieAndrews.com, RuthieAndrews.com. You'll find all kinds of resources there, from ways to schedule personal coaching sessions to group sessions to educational packages that I have available. And there's truly a number of resources there for everybody.
Outstanding. And Dr. Huff, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you, sir?
Yeah, that would be seekingfunction.org.
Say again, we lost it.
Seekingfunction.org.
Seekingfunction.org, okay. Well, Dr. And Ruthie, I've been using the term fear and ignorance is what's been driving the general population now for two and a half years. Yeah, we're into this thing 2.5 years. And the beginning point was the make-believe videos coming out of China, which I reviewed more carefully later. I was on my first, probably only, Caribbean cruise, January 2020, when a Chinese person would be walking down the street, fall down face first, bleed out on the sidewalk, and die from COVID-19. When I watched the video more carefully, I recognized that this person was a world-class athlete, able to catch their entire body weight with their hands below their waist, prevent their face from striking the concrete with full force. Now, that was the beginning point, along with doors and windows being welded shut where people were living inside apartment buildings in China. That was the beginning of the fear. And it's continued to the point where we are right now, 2.5 years later. Now, Dr. Huff, Ruthie may not see it as much as I do, but I was in St. Louis yesterday visiting you, and I still see men and women walking around in public, in the open air, by themselves, wearing a mask. It's complete idiocy, isn't it, sir?
That's putting it nicely, John. Yes, and it's really disheartening to see that they were either gullible or so duped into such a state of fear that, you know, their amygdala in their brain gets hijacked, and, you know, to the emotional response of stress, you know, and then, you know, it's, they can't function like a normal human being anymore.
Now, Ruthie, my belief, I want to make an assumption here. My belief is that you spend some time attempting to tell people that the fear they have has no basis in reality, and you probably have limited success in convincing people that, let's say, a healthy 30-year-old woman with no, who's not obese, has no heart lung issues, that this healthy 30-year-old woman has a fear of COVID-19. Is that part of your practice, attempting to convince people who have little, if any, risk of COVID-19 that they don't need to be fearful?
That really is a lot of what I honestly try to do, John, but I come at it from a different standpoint. Rather than trying to fix, manage, or control other people, places, or things, rather than trying to convince them, what I try to parlay over to the person is that it's critical that you start to take personal responsibility for your own being in person. And that really it's critical that we look inward and really work to manage our own body and our own body responses and really start to take deeper responsibility for our own immune system. The media has tried to convince us that we need to be responsible for other people's immune systems. And instead I try to create a paradigm shift for the people that I'm speaking to. And really, we're going to look inward and we're going to start to take onus for our own being. If you are taking responsibility for your own immune system, that means that we are activating to a higher level and a higher conscientiousness. And thus, that means that at some point, hopefully we can step over into an ideological mindset that we can take the mask off because we're no longer treating our bodies with a healthy level of respect. And treating our own being with respect means that I can now start to treat you with respect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, now, Dr. Huff, most of your patients are not involved as heavily in allopathic medicine as the average American, but you still get people who are fearful of COVID and have taken the clot shot, don't you, sir?
Yes, I have. And sadly, I've seen the dire results of doing so. You know, I've seen people that were once, you know, more vibrant and healthy, and now they're consistently and regularly getting sick throughout the year. Not because of cold weather, not because it's that time of the season. They're just sick all the time. Or, even worse yet, more on a terminal component where they have an explosion of cancer in their system.
Well, that's a shame. But that is, in fact, what's going on. And Ruthie, you get both ends of the spectrum, and people who are mildly concerned, people who are overly concerned. I haven't personally seen a person, but I've heard about people wearing as many as 3 masks at the same time, one on top of the other. So you deal with both ends of the spectrum, don't you?
I really do. And at an extreme end, I recently had a conversation with somebody who was triple masked and as well refused to sit in any public seating anywhere. And in fact, the fear became so exaggerated when the person went home, he was unable to sit in chairs in his own home. And so we had to start to work on a fear reduction strategy of just being able to sit in his own seating, in his own home. And I considered it a success when he was able to come back to the next time slot with me and indicate that he was able to work out a process with his wife where he could even sit in the chairs in his own home. His fear had become that irrational. Fear really is very much like a snowball rolling downhill. It will gather more steam in your person. You'll end up generating more of a cortisol and an adrenaline response the longer that you let it go. It's critical that we grasp a hold of our own thought processes and do not allow ourselves to run amok in the midst of all of this.
Now, Dr. Huff, when a person's body is releasing these drugs into their natural drugs, human-built drugs, created drugs into their body, that causes all kinds of health problems, doesn't it, sir?
Well, good example, cortisol. It's a natural hormone that's supposed to be relatively higher when you wake up in the morning so that I'm ready to take on the day. And then as you go through the day, it's supposed to taper off. The inherent thing with that is that cortisol is a catabolic hormone, which means it's breaking down the body, tearing down the body. And when it's chronically high, yeah, that's going to help suppress the immune system. That's why when a person, you know, has worked with a doctor, a medical doctor, they're going to prescribe sometimes a steroid. Well, that's what it is. It's a steroid to suppress the immune response. So, if they're not sick, they're, the fear, it's going to help promulgate getting sick.
Well, the two areas of expertise that you have, one complements the other. One cannot be done without the other, quite frankly, in my opinion. And Ruthie, you do consultations by Skype with people all over the country. Is that an accurate statement?
It truly is. I work over Zoom, which is a HIPAA-compliant video chat. And I'm really able to host conversations actually with people all over the world. I have folks that I work with in England, Africa, Australia. So it truly is a great, as long as you've got hi-fi or high-speed Wi-Fi in your home, we're good to go. And I'm able to see people from the chest up and hold a decent conversation with them. It really is much more, for a lot of people, much more effective than spending gas money, which we all know is critical at this point in time. Rather than driving somewhere to see somebody in their office, I'm able to see people really anywhere at any time. A lot of people will actually host sessions with me from their car. That's the one place that's safe for them, and they're able to get away from the noise and pieces that are happening in their home, and it's a quiet place for them.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Huff, since the COVID-19 and the clot shot, what changes have you seen in your practice, sir?
Well, in my practice, I've maintained through the whole process. But with my patients, we spend a lot of time with the educational process so that they understand that God bless them with an immune system. And even if you do succumb to start getting sick, that's one of the better times to get adjusted. We don't buy into the fear-mongering that, some kind of cooties is going to make you sick. So when people are sick, we definitely encourage that they still maintain their appointments so that way, their bodies can adapt to stress.
Absolutely. Well, Ruthie, since COVID-19, do you have clients that ask you whether they should or should not get the vaccine or the boosters? And if you do, what response do you give them?
That's a difficult question to answer, John, because up until very recently, I was also working another full-time job for a health insurance company, along with managing my private practice. And for the health insurance company, I was not allowed to step over a line and to indicate to people that they should or should not get the shot. I danced around that, and I pushed the edge of the envelope as much as I possibly could, and I absolutely gave evidence-based resources as to why the shot was damaging to their person, without getting myself into too much trouble. I really tried to indicate to people that this is not healthy or beneficial for you whatsoever, and this is going to cause long-term detriment. And I saw some success with that. It was in some individual one-on-one conversations, I absolutely could see people putting some pieces of information together and coming to a conclusion that this may not be the best way to go for them. But on the flip side, I've also absolutely seen and still on a daily basis where people will tell me with all pride and affirmation that they are now onto their third and their fourth shot. And they're absolutely effervescent and happy about that. And it's saddening to me. Saddening.
Absolutely. Your question or comment for either one of our guests, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Fix bayonets.
Play me Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we are back. We have two guests today. We have Ruthie Andrews. Her website's ruthieandrews.com. I say again, ruthieandrews.com. And Dr. Scott Huff, seekingfunction.org. Is that correct, doctor?
Yes, that is.
Seekingfunction.org. And we got open lines if anybody has a question or comment at 512-248-8252. Well, Ruthie, you do a lot of your work using Zoom, obviously, and do you do in-person consultations also if somebody wanted to travel to Lebanon?
If somebody wanted to travel to Lebanon, I absolutely have a home office, and I would make accommodation for that, absolutely, yes.
Okay, all right. And, of course, Dr. Huff, you're in Metro St. Louis, and looks like we got a caller here. Okay, I don't know what's going on. I need to change this thing and get to a different place so I can see what's happening. Okay, now I can think I can see what's happening. Looks like we've got Deborah. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Doctor.
Okay. Good morning.
I'm calling in, John, because one of my friends, she hasn't passed away, but she had a stroke. I would say, I don't know, I'm not a doctor, but mild because she's back home. But now she's diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but she had that Moderna vaccine. And anyway, that I'm adding her to my list, but that's 17 now people out of 46 affected by the vaccine either.
Well, for benefit of Ruthie. For the benefit of Ruthie and listeners who don't know what you're talking about, you live in a facility. Would it be accurately called a assisted living facility? Is that accurate, Deborah?
Well, there is assisted living here, but I'm in the independent senior community.
You're in the independent part. So there's two sections, and you keep track of these folks since the COVID clot shut. And out of how many residents, how many have died so far that you've been keeping track of?
Okay, well, I live on one of the campuses. I only took the independent in my section. Okay, so I'm just addressing the ones that took it. There were 46. 46 people. Okay, so out of the 46, we're up to 17 that were affected by the vaccine. I'm just noticing there's a pattern. There's about
17,
of us
17 affected. How many of those 17 have died?
We've got about 15.
15, okay, out of 40s. That's a crazy number there. Do you have a question or comment for either Ruthie or Dr. Huff?
Yes, my question is, another friend of mine had gone in, but, well, we won't go into the whole thing, but she has blood clots in her lung, and there was a discussion that the fact these blood clots are different, but she's home now too, but she's on B6. What does B, and they said it's for her clots. What does B6 do for blood clots in the lung?
That's the only thing they're providing? It's just B6?
Well, I don't want to give out too much of her history, but some people can't take blood thinners like heparin and because of other issues, and there's another one, so they put her on this regimen. It's B6. She's not on any blood thinner. And just because she's got something, why she can't do that.
Well, my understanding of the B6, I often use that to prevent cytokine storms. And usually that's relevant to the COVID-19, quote-unquote, patients. So
now,
when you look at a cytokine storm, that's basically your immune system gone apeshit. So it's not able to function like it's supposed to, and you have this chronic inflammatory response, which can drive up, that clotting issue that you're referencing in the lungs. But you could do it just as well to also incorporate things like proteolytic enzymes.
Okay. That's really interesting, because they must know something they haven't told her, because I said, why are you on B6? She goes, I don't know. They said it was to keep me, I think she did say keep me from getting more clots. But when you say that, one of the people, two people here died from unexpected clotting immediately. I mean, it was, this story is pretty involved, so I don't have to go into all of it, but that's...
Well, hold on. We'll wrap up your comments after the break, Deborah. Just hold on, please. We have a break.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I've not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right. Back, ladies and gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. You want to become my neighbor? There's a beautiful, what we call, log lodge near my home, about an 8-minute drive. Enough room for three families. The great room has a 30-foot ceiling. It is beautiful. It could be in Better Homes and Gardens as a feature article. That real estate is at my website at thelibertyman.com. You will be winter in about 5 months. If you want to be warm and cozy and save money, check out the Liberator Rocket Hughes. We'll talk more about those in the third hour, but they are available at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Ruthie Andrews. Her website's ruthieandrews.com. I say again, ruthieandrews.com. Dr. Scott Huff, my personal physician, his website's seekingfunction.org. And Deborah, let's wrap up your comments so we can move on, my dear.
Okay, I'll make it short. I did not have the vaccine, just so they know that. But anyway, okay, out of the 15, 12 passed at home suddenly, you know, in other words, I mean, it's been over time, but they're found at home, passed away. This is very odd for this reason. And then two had that side of that court, I mean, what the other doctor was saying. Yes, one affected the lungs terribly on one person, and one his urinary tract. So, and also it produced massive cancer in his urinary tract. So those are just things I wanted to bring up because that's too many. We wouldn't have that many to pass in that short period of time, in that short time.
Okay. So, anyway. Well, thank you for the update, Deborah. We appreciate it. Ruthie, do you have any follow-up to Deborah's call before we move on?
You know, Deborah's honestly doing the very best that she can. She's obviously incredibly concerned about all of the persons that she's living with, and so much so that she's keeping track at a deep level of their personal concerns. And honestly, hats off to you for exhibiting a level of empathy. It really demonstrates to me as well that you're really working to manage your own self-care at a high level for you. Good for you, honestly.
All right. Dr. Huff, any follow-up before we get to our next caller?
Nope. I think we were able to clarify, you know, what their intent was at the B6.
Right. That's very good. Our next caller is Mike in Michigan. Good morning, Mike.
Hello.
Go ahead,
hey, Mike.
Okay. I tuned in late, so hopefully you didn't address this already. If we have to go into a hospital for an emergency or routine procedure, they're pretty insistent upon testing us. So my question is the test dangerous, and is there a way to not be tested? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, thank you. We'll start out with a response from Dr. Huff and then have any follow-up from Ruthie. Go ahead, Dr. Huff.
Well, there's a lot of conjecture about, you know, what's in the test and how it's being handled, but we have to recall the fact that, you know, even before they started using it, the testing is very fraudulent. So the idea that the test is going to reveal something that's correct, you'd be better off, you know, throwing a dart into the wind and hoping that it'll hit the barn behind you.
Roger that.
Yeah, so... but as for dangerous, again, there's a lot of conjecture of, you know, what actually is, you know, the intent of doing the test in the first place, you know, with what's on it. You know, what is that? It depends on which test they're doing, of course. But I guess if you're in a, you know, life-threatening condition, you know, and you go to the hospital and they say, well, we won't let you in unless we test you, it's kind of a catch-22 situation as well.
It is. Ruthie, you have any follow-up?
Yeah, you know, I'm really big on just truly listening to your gut response. I think that there could be variants and variations in terms of what the test is, from manufacturer to manufacturer, place to place. And if you truly are having a gut reaction that something's off or wrong, it's your body. Please do decline.
Well, I agree absolutely. And staying out of a hospital is probably the best policy for the time being, anyway. But Ruthie, when you have a new client, do you have them fill out an inventory of their medical and personal history before you get started?
You know, at this time, I don't. I've really moved to more of a coaching platform where people are coming in oftentimes for one-off sessions, where we're hitting a certain targeted issue, and I'm asking the person from the outset, what is it that you're hoping to accomplish during our time today? And we're really looking to get that issue resolved and worked out within a 55-minute time frame. And truly, I'm able to target and get down into oftentimes what a root could be for somebody. And in that time frame and context, we don't have a lot of time for background information. And so we're not going to be digging into the past as much as you might think that we are. We're really going to be much more proactive and working on solution-based ideological frameworks in order to help you to progress forward and really work at resolution.
Do a segue here. Ruthie, I found out, and I know you're familiar with the topic once I get to it, but University of Missouri at Rolla, which is the one I'm familiar with since it's very close to me, is building special restrooms for men and women, mostly women, who believe their cats, equipped with a litter box for these women to relieve themselves, since they believe they're cats. This is, in my opinion, clearly some type of mental disorder, isn't it?
Yes, it very much is in alignment with what we call a factitious disorder, which is an introduction of an extreme confusion and an extreme disillusionment to the brain. It really will flood and infect every aspect of who you are dynamically across the entire, all of your neural nets. A neural net is a fused network of neural systems. A neuron is an information processing cell in the brain. And our neurons work in communication with one another in neural nets in different places in the brain. A factitious disorder and a disillusionment and an extreme lie in the brain will infect every aspect of who you are across the dynamic of your person. It's difficult to unentrench, and the root truly is a deep confusion. Where there is confusion, there is no truth. It's very true.
Okay. Now, when we see a world-class engineering university cooperating with the mental delusion, and spending money to build this special room for them to leave themselves in a litter box, is that adding to this issue, making it worse, or is it making it better, or is it neutral?
No, absolutely. It's truly adding to the concern. You're validating and co-signing on somebody's confusion. You're validating and co-signing and authorizing the lie that they're speaking to their own person. So rather than coming in and providing an intervention point and saying, no, this is not okay, we need to work at looking at what's actually happening for you. How did this come to be at the point where you honestly think that you're something that you're not? And we're introducing to them a way in which they can now continue to believe something that's completely untrue. It absolutely ingrains and indwells this fabrication, this untruth, down into the depths of who they are as a person. It will move it down into the fine fabric of who you are in your being. It makes it very difficult to, again, unentrench and heal. It's creating more of an inroad for it in your own being and person.
Well, Ruthie, I want to continue on this line a little bit. There's multiple mental illnesses that a person could have, such as schizophrenia, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not aware of any other mental illness where people come together, have parades to celebrate their mental illness, except for homosexuality, which is a mental illness. Is there any parades or groups to celebrate schizophrenia? Why has homosexuality been elevated to be celebrated where no other mental illness has raised that level? Can you help me out here?
So interestingly enough, John, I would actually expand that, where people are truly aligning in groups and cohesive sorts of mindsets where they're honestly using, whether it's bipolar disorder or schizophrenia or whatever mental health concern, and they're saying that they need to advocate for awareness and that you need to acquiesce to who I am as a person. So then, rather than saying we need to work on a healing mindset, we need to work on understanding how it is that this has happened to our being and really work on progressing forward, people are using depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, homosexuality, you name it, as being a way to sort of authorize and say, it's okay for me to be this or that or the other, rather than working on a restoration process. So across the board, I would say that's not okay. I see it happening, honestly, John, everywhere, truly.
Amazing.
It's not just related to one issue or concern.
Well, Dr. Huff, have you had any adult women show up as a patient who believe they're a cat and require a litter box to relieve themselves?
No, sir. No, I haven't had that.
Well, it's the way it's going. That may be inevitable. What are you going to do when a female adult wants to be a patient and requires a litter box to relieve herself?
Well, I suppose we could result it back and revert to the conversation of subjective and objective truth. You can have a bunch of people that will ascribe to is like, well, you have your truth and this is my truth, you know, but the best example you can offer is you can make multiple different maps, you know, to find a treasure. And then you give everyone, a different copy of the map, but only one person finds the treasure. Well, you all had your truth. Why is it only one person found the treasure? Because there's the law of non-contradiction. You can either all be wrong, but only one person could possibly be right.
Okay. Looks like our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Yes. Good morning, John and folks. there's a scripture that says that in the latter days that people would be deceiving and being deceived, and this would wax worse and worse. And this is exactly what I'm seeing. But I recall that Biden, Walensky, and Fauci at the beginning were saying that if you take the vaccine, you will not get COVID. And then they kept walking it back and walking back the story as more data came out, or what kind of manipulation they're doing. In the alternative media, we had people saying that everybody who gets shot with the vax will die in 6 to 9 months. And they had no expertise, and they're making bombastic statements like this, or they're saying that the CDC reduced the death numbers when they merely put out a table of comorbidities, and you can read that that's not true at all. But many people fell into these traps. So it's happening on every level. What are your comments? I think it's rather brilliant insight that you're giving us today.
Directing your question to Dr. Huff or to Ruthie or both?
To Ruthie. Ruthie seemed to have the expertise on the psychological issues here.
She does.
Yes.
Go ahead, Ruthie, your response.
Yeah, truly. I absolutely hear that through you. Lies are being indwelt into our culture and society, and it truly is not just affecting individuals. There truly is a level of programming that is happening across mass media. It truly is a level of what I would call mind control programming. And for people who have a history of trauma, for people who have a sensitivity to having been lied to as children, you are going to find yourself being very triggered. And it's going to be radically difficult for persons to discern the truth versus fiction, versus what has been fabricated. So it's critical that we remain self-aware, that you're constantly looking for higher planes of truth and reason and discernment, and that you're honestly operating in the highest level of logic that you possibly can. And really, and honestly, being very self-discerning and aware, if there is a history of trauma within your own being and person, now is the time to heal so that you're not allowing these societal fabrications and these triggers to become indwelt in your person so that you're not able to discern what is true from what is false.
Yeah, there's another scripture that says, let him who is unjust be unjust still. So what you're saying is fix your problems now, because they're going to be locked in. The way I read that scripture. Yeah.
Yes, okay. We're headed into troubled times, and the time is now to work on what the concerns may be for your own person so that you can be as guarded as you possibly can against what is coming for individuals and for this country.
Thank you. Thanks for you.
Okay. Dave, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. We got our last break coming up here. We won't take any more calls after the break. We'll have Dr. Huff give his summary and Ruthie give her summary after the last break. Ruthie, is there any precedence for what's going on with the COVID-19, the consequences of the masking, scaring the hell out of children having permanent, not reversible brain damage from wearing masks? Is there any precedence for this that you're aware of in our world, in our society?
You know, kids are critical. There truly is a wave of children growing up. They're going to need to be little warriors, right? And I truly believe that there's a faction and an element of the controllers, if you will, that understand that if they can gain control of the kids, if they can gain control of the next generation, they can stop the little warriors that are going to be coming up. If they can infect their brains and bodies and persons with fear, and if they can control through fear, then they will absolutely be able to wield over them and disallow them to take strongholds, if you will, and to be able to battle back against them. And so really there, I really do believe that this is multi-pronged. It's influencing kids through food, through mass media, through fear-based responses, and infecting their little beings and bodies with disease processes so that they're not able to remain strong and to battle back as adults. It really is a programming influence.
Well, it is. And in the articles I've read, which has been dozens, there's been a dramatic IQ drop of children wearing masks continuously, a 10 to 20 point IQ drop. And you go from 120 to 100, it means you're cleaning the floor of the car dealership instead of owning the car dealership. And this is permanent damage. It can't be changed, can it, Ruthie?
So it makes it very hard, John. I'm not going to say it's permanent, because I really do believe in a restoration and a healing mindset. And if you're able to oxygenate the body, if you're able to influence the body with healing frequencies, I do believe that the body's resilient. Although, to your point, John, the longer that you remain masked, the longer that you remain under influences of fear, the more difficult that it becomes over time.
Absolutely. We'll get back. We won't take any more calls. We'll start with a summary from Dr. Huff. We'll wrap it up with a summary from Ruthie. We'll be right back.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, yeah, we are back. We are back. Well, Doctor, let's get about a 90-second summary from you, and we'll wrap up with a 90-second summary from Ruthie. Go ahead, Doctor.
Well, my summary would be is that before all this COVID-19 debacle, you know, took place, there was a greater implementation of the one thing that seems to be lacking sorely now, which was common sense. You know, we had, you know, where you would do things that were health-promoting. You know, now we're doing a lot of things that are not health promoting. So, you know, if when in doubt, reflect upon what we used to do, you know, so that your body can actually function at a higher level.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. Ruthie, your summary, please.
Yes, as well, I would truly encourage everybody to be aware of what frequencies you are intaking. We don't think about frequencies and being in alignment with food that we're intaking. We don't think about it as being a fear frequency, but truly that's what it is. It's a wavelength. And there are so many wavelengths that we are intaking that are disruptive to the fabric of the body, to how the cells truly need to operate. Be aware of what you're intaking from the media. Be aware of what you're intaking with your food. Be aware of what you are subjecting yourself to. It's critical that you are aligning your being and your body with frequencies that are healthy, that are whole, and that are truthful at this point in time, so that you can maintain and be on top of your best health and wellness, and that you can maintain a robust and a healthy immune system. You are valuable and you are needed.
All right. We're going to start a rotation with Dr. Huff, Dr. Urokos, and Ruthie being on a three-week rotation with each individual being on for an hour to give us updates. Dr. Huff, I want to thank you. And Ruthie, I want to thank you also. It was a great interview. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Top of the hour break coming up here, and we will have Brady, and we will get updates on what's going on with Liberated Rocket Heaters. I am the Executive Vice President of the company. We manufacture wood-burning stoves in beautiful, beautiful Bourbon, Missouri, right on Old Route 66, wood-burning stoves that have no smoke. No smoke. How about that? You want to be warm and cozy in about 5 months. That's when winter's going to be here. And save money. Well, the Liberated Rocket Heater is the best way to do that. I've got mine, and I'm getting another one. And you need to check these out, get your order in, and so forth, so you're ready for this coming winter. What we do at Liberated Rocket Heaters is the first orders in or the first orders shipped. I was at the factory yesterday. All the stoves that were ready for shipment last week have been shipped all over the country. I expect we're going to be getting more orders from Northern Europe with what's going on with the energy crisis there. The attempts to hurt Russia have made Russia richer, while at the same time hurting Europe. Same thing with us. The economic sanctions supposed to hurt Russia have made Russia richer and hurt us, resulting in dramatic price increases for gasoline, diesel fuel, propane, and so forth. What a crazy world. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.